Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by Flags for Our Fallen Military, Federal Premium Ammunition, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. I'm Tom Lyons. I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard every weekend right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 at 7 a.m., or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. We also have a network of 42 stations all over Minnesota that airs our show. It's a Minnesota Military Public Affairs program produced by iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minnesota National Guard, the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, and we have on veteran service organizations and all kinds of people to bring you up to date and keep you up to date on what's happening in the military program and services over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and everything great that's going on at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. This is our second hour of the Memorial Day special, and my co-host today is Commissioner Larry Shalito of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, welcome back to the studio.
It's always good to be back, Tom.
Commissioner, I know it's Memorial Day when you're here during the 7 o'clock hour, and I think we ought to start up with, Memorial Day is a day to honor those who died while serving the United States Armed Forces. I think sometimes our listeners and some of our civilians don't remember the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Sir, could you help us with that?
Well, yes, I think the issue with Memorial Day is those who have fallen, and Veterans Day is the day with all who have served. I mean that's basically the difference that we deal with on Veterans Day. And I'm adjusting my mic here to make sure I get it all.
We want to hear all your words of wisdom, sir.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but no, Memorial Day really is for those that have fallen, and to all veterans who fought alongside people who have fallen. This is close and personal, and as the sociologists say, significant emotional events where a lot of veterans will be able to remember exactly where they were, what the temperature was, what the deal was in those situations, because it's imprinted in their minds.
Sir, I read a quote earlier today that was attributable to General Logan back in the time of the Army of the Republic, and it was at Arlington and when it was called Decoration Day, and they were doing started this thing that we now call Memorial Day, and it talks about the fact that when we sign up to serve our country in the armed forces, none of us wants to die, and that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because we're proud of our country. But he said, we do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke, but we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue. That kind of says it all, doesn't it, sir?
If it truly does, it's, they never have to or would have had to say, why they couldn't serve. They did serve, and they served and paid the ultimate sacrifice. So it's, in times of war, it's amazing how the men and women of this great country step forward and join and serve their country.
Sir, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking about my buddies in Vietnam. As you know, I served there, and I know you served there before I did, and in a combat role. And it's been a little over 45 years since I came back, maybe a couple more years more than that for you, but I was thinking about all the things I've done in 45 years that they never got a chance to, and I'm a little conflicted with that, but I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad I'm able to tell these stories. Do you think about on Memorial Day some of your friends from Vietnam?
Always. In fact, it's not just Memorial Day. It's oftentimes there will be a day, the sunshine, maybe a smell, maybe just someone that looked like those types of things. So it's, I think what a lot of people don't understand is it's with us our entire lives. It's there, and it just takes a very simple trigger. So I've often said, especially in the earlier days, if you ever ask a veteran to tell their story, please then be quiet and listen. because you're asking them to, in some cases, open up pretty to some pretty deep memories.
And to share something, a personal memory of a loss.
That is correct. And so it's, yeah, this is why I'm here today.
Now, Commissioner, you're here today because you're the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and you're charged with taking care of all the veterans in Minnesota, some 365 or 70,000. But I want to go back a little bit. You served also as the Adjutant General for 7 years for the Minnesota National Guard. And during those 7 years, unfortunately, you lost a few soldiers and airmen.
Yes. During those years, under my signature, we deployed over 20,000 Minnesotans from the National Guard overseas somewhere. Started out with Bosnia, then Kosovo, then Afghanistan, then Iraq, and they're now going all over the world.
And you were the commanding general.
That is correct. And also what happened was is the... In the first start, it was we went into Bosnia because, well, first of all, the active army went into Bosnia first. Then Kosovo came, so they shifted to Kosovo. We backfilled in Bosnia. But what they quickly learned over the year or the time was is that the op tempo, operational operation tempo, the speed, was going quite heavily. So they started relying on the guard to kind of backfill. All of a sudden, they realized that, you know what, they could do the job and they could do it well. And then that infamous day when the surge took place and the Red Bulls were just getting ready to come home, and literally, they, and this is the alleged story in Saigon, a young troop was getting on the plane to come flying home and he had the Red Bull patch on. And someone grabbed him and pulled him back off the plane and says, no, you guys are staying. So they got extended. So the Red Bulls are the longest-serving brigade-size unit in Iraq in the last conflict. So, we've done a lot of things, and now National Guard is an integral part of our military operations all across the world.
So, sir, this is one day of many throughout the year that you remember your buddies from Vietnam and your soldiers and airmen that served underneath you, but a busy day. What's your schedule today, sir?
Well, you're always first on my list. Okay.
Yeah. We appreciate you coming in, Commissioner.
So after that, then I'm going to go home, pick up my bride, and then we're going to go to Fort Snelling. We'll be there for the Fort Snelling ceremony. And then after that, we'll get a quick bite and go over to the Minneapolis Veterans Home and for that ceremony. And as you just had Chaplain Wynn on, he'll be there. And Brigadier General Dr. Hamler will be the speaker. All excited about that. He's a tremendous individual. So those will take up most of the day.
And the Minnesota Veterans Home program is today at 1:30 with the official program starting at 2 p.m. Take place in Building 19 Atrium. Guest speakers, Brigadier General David Hamler. Of course, the Commissioner will be there, and there'll be refreshments and served out there. And Commissioner, during the first hour, we had Director Knapp from the Fort Snelling National Cemetery on, and he's ready. I was out there yesterday. Oh, yeah. The cemetery is beautiful, as usual, and he and his staff do a marvelous job of treating all of our veterans that are moving in there with respect. And for all those veterans, it's nice to think that when your time has come and you're taking your place out at Fort Snelling, that there's 225,000 other veterans waiting to greet you, along with the Lord. I'm not ready to move in there yet, sir, but that ceremony is going to the wreath presentation is 9:45, and the parade and ceremony is at 10 o'clock. And the address this year is Command Sergeant Major Douglas Julin. Under your command, was he
That
far? He's the speaker today, sir.
All right, excellent. You know, I didn't know that. I should, but I didn't.
Well, I'm sure he'll look for you.
All right.
He might want you to volunteer to speak, but
if
you've got a command sergeant major, you've probably got a couple things to say.
I think he has more than a couple things to say.
So that's always busy, so you want to try to get there early because the traffic, even yesterday, the traffic was heavy, sir.
Yeah. In fact, that's quite common. They're all across the state of Minnesota. And one of the interesting things with our legislature is they're looking very seriously at wanting to have more veterans' homes and cemeteries. We're just opening one up in Duluth, and taking care of that. There's another community that's...
the State Veterans Cemetery?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We have one in Little Falls, and there's one down by Rochester.
Rochester.
Preston.
Now Duluth, and Red Wing is very... Or not Red Wing.
Redwood Falls.
Redwood Falls is very interested in one also, so it's...
So that's going to give our veterans choices whether to go to the National Cemetery where they can be buried with their spouse,
mm-hmm.
or to go to one of the state veteran cemeteries that you're developing and managing. And the idea there is it's closer to home, so if the families want to come visit, they can do it.
Yeah, interesting, but you said the magic words, closer to home. And that becomes an extremely important part, both in our nursing or veterans' homes, but also in the cemeteries as family and paying tribute to their loved one.
And the cemetery of Little Falls is impeccable.
That's right.
And the paintings in the atrium there are beautiful. And you might notice I'm wearing the Vesey Association shirt today in honor of General Vesey.
Yes.
And he's up at Little Falls as well. So.
That is correct. And there's a new one in Preston, Minnesota that's absolutely beautiful. They're on the Root River. It's beautiful.
I understand it's going to take on Arlington Cemetery, but we'll see, sir. Commissioner, we have to take a short break. It's
okay.
Time for some other, we have to do some other business. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be back in... Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Justice and Drew, Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning. Now, this is the seventh year that they've turned the studio over to us so that we could talk about Memorial Day. And my co-host this hour is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelito. And Commissioner, it's Memorial Day is always kind of a big day. And the last few years, the last 7 years, I think of it a lot differently than I did before that, because we get to start out today and talk about all these activities going on all over the state. And, of course, Head Chaplain Wynn joins us, and we're thankful that you're here with us. And one of the things that you do as commissioner is that you serve with a board called the
Commander's
CTF,
Task Force.
Commander's Task Force.
Yes, my bosses.
Can you tell us about that, sir?
Well, we have the congressionally authorized veteran service organizations in the state of Minnesota. And what we do is on a monthly basis bring them together. They elect amongst themselves a person who is kind of the commander of the task force. And we synchronize our goals and objectives, not only for that year, but just ongoing programs to, for lack of a better term, synergistically take advantage of all the services that we can provide at the state. That's a win-win for everybody, and it's key. And Denise is our current commander of the Commander's Task Force.
And Sir Denise Milton is joining us now. Denise, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yes, good morning, Tom. Doing well. How about you?
Well, we're having a great morning. We got to talk to Chaplain Wynn and some guests, and we got the commissioner hostage in the studio, and he's smiling, and we're having a good time, but we're talking about Memorial Day. And, of course, Denise Milton is the department commander of the American Legion and also the president of the Commander's Task Force. And, Denise, can you tell us, what's the American Legion doing today?
Oh, the American Legion, statewide, the majority of the posts have already put up their avenue of flags in all their communities. They usually do that on Friday or Thursday to commemorate Memorial Day weekend. The majority of them will have a service either at their post home or at a local cemetery or one of their community centers to commemorate and remember all those that have sacrificed in past wars.
And Denise, as department commander, are you attending some special events today?
Yes, I will be at Fort Snelling this morning, bright and early, and then off to the Minneapolis Veterans Home to attend a service. And then I will be driving home 5.5 hours so that I can take down the flags from the Avenue of Flags. As it happens that my husband and I are in charge of the flag detail for Memorial Day at our Legion Post.
Just another busy day for the department commander. Commissioner, you're going to have quite a group of people out there at the Fort Snelling for the 10 a.m. Presentations and program.
Oh, yes. It's always been, first of all, an excellent attendance out there, and the weather, I think, is going to cooperate. It's knock on wood.
And for all, yeah, for all of our listeners, I'd advise you to get up and get out there early because traffic was heavy yesterday.
Oh, that's an excellent point because it's traffic is the number one issue for people out there. So if you think if you can get in there at the last minute, don't. Get there early.
And Denise, are you on your way?
I will be as soon as I'm done with the interview. I'm on my way over. Supposedly it's only a 10-minute drive, so we'll see.
Well, good luck. You're early enough. You should be able to make it. Denise, who do you think about on Memorial Day? Who do you honor on this day?
All veterans that have lost their lives fighting for us. In particular, more personally, my uncle who was killed on Anzio Beach during World War II. In our community, it's a week-long event, especially for members of our post as we prepare our area up at the cemetery. We get the flags all ready to go, speakers. We, in our little community, it is our tradition that the post commander, during the service, that they read the names of all the fallen veterans in our county. And it gets to be quite a long haul. Now we now have over 1,100 names to read. We had considered only reading those that were actually killed in action, but we mention any veteran who served in the military from Clearwater County and who have died since then. And I don't know what we're going to do when we hit 2,000 because just reading the names alone takes 40 minutes now. But it certainly means a lot to those that attend the meeting that when they hear the name of one of their loved ones, even if they've never met them, just because they have pride in that there was a member of their family that served.
Denise, you'll have to start earlier next year. We hope we don't add any more names to that. But Commissioner, there's a lot of veterans to take care of in Minnesota. And, of course, just in Minnesota, we hear all the numbers of all the people that died in all the wars, but a lot of them came from Minnesota, too.
Correct, yeah.
So, Denise, you are also in charge of the Commander's Task Force, and I imagine that's a little bit like herding the cats, but you've got your partners there that are the state or department commanders, American Legion, VFW, Purple Hearts, Vietnam Veterans, DAV, all of those in there, and you get together to add the numbers, all the membership of all those organizations, and go up to the Capitol and work on some veterans issues. And that has to be pretty rewarding for you as well.
It is. And we just had our last formal meeting for the year this month. Of course, without the help of staff at the Minnesota Veterans of Affairs, we would not... I don't think we would be doing as well as we do. We have people like Ben Johnson and Cole Trace, who make sure that we know what's going on at legislation. They keep track of all the bills for us. And like I said, you said, every month we meet and we discuss quite thoroughly. And we also use emails and conference calls we have done in the past as well, to keep on top of things. And the year is not over. Just because we got things approved, we still got to get it passed. Once it gets to the committee, or once it's approved by the committee, we still have to get it passed by legislation. And one of our biggest ones is the bridge. And a little more on the personal side for the American Legion, we have our Legionville, which is a camp outside of Brainerd, that is where we have our, we educate children throughout the state on school flag safety patrol.
Commissioner, it sounds like some of your key employees over there at the MDVA are quite helpful to the Commander's Task Force in getting some of their issues taken care of.
Well, Yes, and it's very done selfishly also, because the Veterans Service Organizations, I mean, they're into the fabric of the state of Minnesota. They're everywhere. And nothing happens until something is sold. And all politics is local and so forth. So it's in our best interest to work very, very closely. That's why that commander's task force is absolutely critical, because they sit down and they give it the acid test. This is something that we believe this is impacting all our veterans in the state of Minnesota. It's not a special interest. It is a specific goal and objective. And the beauty of the commander's task force is they're cross-leveling, as we talk about the Legion and the school safety program and those types of things. That becomes, and that's their baby, and everyone accepts that. But then each other ones, like DAV, Disabled American Vets, and their transporting is
Speaking
another.
Speaking of them, we're going to have Stephan Whitehead from DAV on in just a few minutes.
You bet.
And we've been honored. We've had all of the department commanders for years now on Minnesota Military Radio. And Denise, you've been a frequent guest on the radio. Have you heard about that out in the country when you're visiting the post?
Yes. I actually received a text message yesterday on my way down to the cities. I heard you on the radio, so people are listening, even way up there in the north.
Yes.
Well, Denise, it's been a pleasure to have you on so many times over the past year, and we hope to have you on some more in the future, and hope you have a great day today and get home in time to take down those flags.
We sure will. Thank you again, and have a good weekend. It looks overcast, but I think we'll be all right.
Thank you, Denise. Drive safely.
Take care.
Denise Milton.
Bye-bye.
Denise Milton, the Department Commander of the American Legion, on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio with Commissioner Shelto. And Commissioner, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have Stephan Whitehead on, who's the adjutant of the DAV for Minnesota. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by Flags for the Fallen Military, Federal Premium Ammunition, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which has been heard on Twin Cities News Talk Sunday mornings at 7 for almost 7 years, and online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, and it's also heard on 42 other stations all over Minnesota. It's a Minnesota Military Public Affairs program where we try to talk about the military in Minnesota, programs and services at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, as well as the homes, and all of the great things happening at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, which is one of the finest in the nation. And my co-host for this hour is Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, we're fortunate in Minnesota. There's a lot of organizations that support the troops. We've got a great VA hospital. Mm-hmm. They're ranked at the top nationwide. And I know you know Director Kelly out there. They do a wonderful job. And of course, I'm a patient out there, and I think you are too.
Yes.
And of course, your department over there, programs and services in the homes. And how many veterans do you take care of in Minnesota?
Well, it's now 353,000.
We've lost a few since I saw you the last time.
That is correct. It's it's the passing of the generations. You know, the World War II generation, which was the largest bubble. And now it's coming back up again as you get into the Vietnam era and the and so forth. So, unfortunately, in some cases, you could say business has been booming, but they're going all over the world.
And it's been booming too much for the Fort Snelling National Cemetery and the state cemeteries.
That is correct.
We're also fortunate to have some great facilities here in Minnesota. Commissioner, we have a guest with us, who is the adjutant of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, DAV of Minnesota, Stephan Whitehead. Good morning, Stephan. Are you with us?
Good morning.
What state are you in, Stephan? You're traveling all the time.
Yeah, I'm still in Minnesota yet.
You're home for Memorial Day.
I'm home for Memorial Day.
All right. How's everything going with the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans?
We're going really well. We're obviously, as the commissioner just stated, it's... you know, it's sad to say, but, you know, there's a lot of a lot of things going on that, you know, we're obviously providing services for veterans all across the states on a continuous basis, and it just doesn't slow down.
Well, Stefan, a lot of our listeners probably don't know that you are also in the Minnesota Army National Guard, and I think you were just reassigned to a new unit. You're the Command Sergeant Major.
I am a Command Sergeant Major now for Troop Command Brigade based out of Cambridge.
Commissioner, were you aware that he had a new assignment?
I heard that he was getting a new assignment. And that used to be one of my early assignments also with Troop Command. That was probably one of the best assignments I had in a sense because I grew up in infantry. So I know infantry upside down and backwards type of deal. But with Troop Command, you get such a diverse mixture of units, and I learned more about what I should have known at the time. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. Thank you.
Well, Stefan, you're also working your way through the national chairs for the DAV.
Yes, I'm currently the national second junior vice for the DAV, which has been a huge honor, as I've been able to, as you mentioned earlier, travel all across the country here, visit with several different departments, and see all the great things that the DAV is doing across the nation. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Well, I'm glad you got a little time to be home and rest this weekend, but what kind of are you attending any activities today?
Yep, I got four activities that I'll be attending today. I got to speak at two different events and then attending the cemetery one that the commander will be at as well, and then go over to the Minneapolis Veterans Home as well.
So you're going to have a busy day on Memorial Day.
Yep, that's, you know, it's a busy day, but it's also an honor. It's truly an honor to be part of these ceremonies and these parades, showing how grateful I am for those that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Sergeant Major, is there anything or anyone special you think of on Memorial Day?
Well, obviously, I go back to my family, but one thing today I think is really special is, I'm sure you guys heard, is Gilbert Iverson finally made it home. You know, they just did the service on the 27th of May, and it's a huge honor. He was actually our DAV chapter down in Albert Lea was actually named after Gilbert Iverson. I don't know if you read the article today or this week or not, but I think of him and his family. You know, he didn't have much family left behind back here, so his nephew is actually who's received them when he came into Minneapolis Airport on Wednesday, which is just a huge honor.
Sergeant Major, they tell me that less than 1% of the population of the United States serves today. And, of course, Memorial Day is one of the big holidays of the year, and it's a chance for families to get together and be together and have barbecues, and hopefully they do what my family did, was to go hit the cemeteries. I do it yesterday so that we could be on the air this morning. But what would you hope listeners would take away from Memorial Day besides barbecues and get-togethers and those type of things?
And just the biggest thing I always tell people is just remember it's not an actual holiday. It's really a time to remember and give thanks to those that actually have allowed us to enjoy our lives, to do the things that we enjoy to do, to be able to be with our family, because those that have given the ultimate sacrifice, unfortunately, are not able to be here with their family. And just keep those family members in their hearts and minds as they're, you know, with their family. Be thinking about those that have their loved one that's no longer there, be able to be with them.
Sergeant Major, we want to talk about the DAV for just a moment. DAV of Minnesota is very, very active, providing vans to get our veterans back and forth to their medical appointments, and putting on hunting and fishing events. And for anyone out there that wants to volunteer, you probably could use a few.
Oh, we definitely could use a few. We're always in need of volunteers. As you mentioned, the transportation program, always looking for volunteer drivers, and then also always looking for volunteers, and as well as veterans that are wanting to get back in the outdoors. We have eight different events we're doing this year, either hunting or fishing, canoeing, that we're looking to get veterans back in the outdoors to enjoy what they used to enjoy.
It's important to get them out of the house and get them out on the boat or get them out in the woods and make them feel a lot better about themselves, isn't it?
It does. Get their mind off of what they're maybe going through. Get them out there just to kind of clear their minds, spend some quality time visiting with other veterans, and just allows them to, you know, regenerate themselves a little bit, to really feel that they're able to live a better quality of life.
Sergeant Major, last item, your former commander, Geary, told me that you've bought about 15 vans in the last few years, and you need volunteer drivers all over Minnesota, but you need them here in the Twin Cities, too.
That is correct. Right here in Twin Cities, you know, we have 5 DAV vans that we operate right out of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. We're in need of drivers there because we have 5 vehicles, and we are constantly, I mean, they're out of the office, the VA, as early as 6:30 in the morning. They sometimes don't get back until, you know, 5:30 at night. And volunteer drivers are a critical piece of our operation in keeping the veterans, getting veterans to and from their VA medical appointment.
So your drivers can be veterans or non-veterans. They need a good driver's license, a clean record, and a good heart. Somebody wants to help get our veterans who can't drive anymore back and forth to those appointments.
That is correct. Veteran or non-veteran, anybody can volunteer. That's the easiest way to look at it. Anybody can volunteer. If you have a couple free moments in your time during the week, gladly please contact us and look at becoming a driver.
Sergeant Major, you got a busy day on Memorial Day. You're giving a couple of speeches. I know you're going to knock them dead. Have a great day, and thanks for calling in this morning.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. You too, and great job, as always, gentlemen.
You bet.
Thanks, Stephen. That's Stephen Whitehead, the adjutant of the DAV of Minnesota, on our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking to our favorite county veteran service officer. Welcome back to our special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We've been sitting in this morning, for Justice and Drew. Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning. And this special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by Flags for the Fallen, Military, Federal Premium Ammunition, and Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information, online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. My co-host this hour is Commissioner Larry Shalito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, this hour is going really quick.
Yes.
And we've got another visitor on the phone. It's Jason Marquardt, who is the current president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Fillmore County Veteran Service Officer down by Preston, Minnesota. Jason, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Jason, you're on the show about every 4 weeks, and we're talking about county veteran service officers being the first stop for anything veteran. So if any veterans listening today or families of veterans have any issues, the first thing they should do is find their discharge certificate, their DD-214, and go find their local county veteran service officer, usually by City Hall somewhere, and you know where all the resources are to help our veterans.
That is correct. We can help them find anything, even that discharge if they can't find it.
Now, Jason, you're down there where the second state cemetery, veteran cemetery, was inaugurated about a year and a half ago, I think, in Preston, Minnesota. Are there some festivities down there?
There was yesterday. The Department of Veterans Affairs put on a really nice show. There was about 250 people there. They said they had 200 chairs set up, and there was people sitting by their loved ones' headstones, or they're sitting on the hillside or in their own chairs. So they put on a really nice memorial service yesterday for the veterans.
Now, Jason, I haven't had the honor of being down there yet, but that's set in the rolling hills of Preston, Minnesota, and I'm told you're going to take on Arlington. It might be one of the most beautiful veteran cemeteries in the country.
It is a beautiful spot. I don't know about it ever getting to Arlington's prestige, but this is prestige land here in southeastern Minnesota, mm-hmm. and we were lucky that the Department of Veterans Affairs thought so too and built the cemetery.
Well, I'd like to add that a little bit. The architects that helped design that, when they first saw the area with the Root River and the rolling hills and so forth, they said, we want to make this. They wanted that to be the cover of their corporate magazine that went nationwide. I mean, it was that beautiful. In fact, the only complaint I'd ever gotten on the Preston home was from deer hunters and trout fishermen, because it was the beauty of that. It's just surreal. Mother Nature had a vote on that one, and she won.
Jason, your veterans down around Fillmore County must be pretty happy with that.
Oh, they're extremely happy. They, you know, just because they want to, they go for drives through there. I know veterans that are up there talking to the staff on a weekly basis just because they like being up there.
Well, that's a great report. That means it's going to do well. Now, Jason, you are a member of the U.S. Army Reserve, 23 years of service.
That's correct.
And you've been deployed to both Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yep, I have.
And who or what do you think about on Memorial Day?
I think about a lot of stuff. I think about my grandpa, who is now passed, who served in the Philippines during World War II. You know, and growing up listening to his stories about being over there. And my dad and his brothers are all veterans. And then I think of July 16, 2009, when the 34th MP Company, who I was with over in Basra, lost our three service members over there.
So it's a good day to remember. Of course, you think about those things probably every day, but especially today?
Oh, yeah, especially today. And, you know, then I keep in contact with my friends that were over there with me. And, you know, we talk about it to get through it, because it's hard to lose your loved ones, especially when you're over in combat.
Commissioner, you've got a lot of great veterans serving as county veteran service officers, one in every county all across the state. What a great resource.
Oh, they are they're the center of gravity. I mean, you hear the old phrase, all politics is local, all points of contact are local, and the county veteran service officer is that point of contact for the veteran, and it becomes extremely important veterans out there, don't sit at home and wish someone would come and knock on your door. You get up, you get out there, and you go visit with that county veteran service officer, and if you don't need anything, then you support them, because they are absolutely critical to us. And, you know, veterans is a major industry in the state of Minnesota, a $2.5 billion industry, whether it's pensions or college assistance or medical, you name it. So, we're very, very fortunate to have a system, and we're the envy of the nation with our system of county veteran service officers.
So, Jason, what you always tell me when you call on the show is either stop by the office to see your county veteran service officer or call, make an appointment, but come on in and chat. You might not need him today, but you might need him, your family might need him sometime in the future.
Oh, that's right, and especially around Memorial Day, you know, we play a big part in that, helping people get their loved ones, their marker through the VA if they're not buried in a state cemetery. We help the widows and the children with many things after the loved one has passed. Even when the loved one's here, stop, we can talk about service connection, health care. We got a lot of people that want to, when they get close to 65, start talking about their VA benefits for the health care side, because they know Medicare doesn't cover everything.
Jason, keep up the great work, and I hope the rest of your Memorial Day is a good one. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, too. You gentlemen have a great day, and happy Memorial Day to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jason Marquardt, the current president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Fillmore County Veteran Service Officer. And Commissioner, these Memorial Days go quick. We've only got about a minute and a half left. I know you've got some thoughts about your department over there and the rest of the day and Memorial Day.
Yes, I do. I think I've been truly blessed with our department. I have a team that's extremely dedicated to taking care of veterans. And I really like it, as you get into the political turmoil of this side versus that side, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm very, very proud of our agency, because we stand for the veterans, and that is a universal language that impacts everybody. And because of that, I think the legislature has been responding to us, taking good care of us, taking good care of our veterans, and it's the right thing to do, and I'm very, very proud of my team.
Sir, you've got a great crew. We've had many of them on Minnesota Military Radio, and they're first class from beginning to end. Commissioner, I want to thank you for joining us again on this Memorial Day.
Thank you for having me.
This is a special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Memorial Day. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to have the commander of the 34th Infantry Red Bull Division on with us. We're going to talk about some Gold Star families. We're going to visit with Senator Amy Klobuchar, and we're going to talk to Governor Mark Dayton. So please stay with us. This is a special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We'll be right back.